Okay. So basically, I guess I'll just sort of summarize a little bit here. Review. Basically, the question is do you say shlichus? How do you know shlichus? So they have limudim by three different places, four different limudim teach you shlichus. One by Gerishin, shlichus works, then it carries it over by Yatzav HaHaisa, a hekesh to Kitushin from Gerishin. Fine. Then you have a limud by Truma, then you have a limud by Kachim, by Shchitas HaPesach. The halacha is that you have the Shchitas HaPesach. So you're allowed to get a shliach to do shchitas pesach for you, even though it's a mitzvah. Say you can do shchitas pesach through a shliach. Okay, fine. So the question is you have separate limudim by each of these things. So the question the Gemara takes up is, why do you need all these limudim? Okay, why can't you just learn from one to the other or whatever? So just to get the basic idea though of what the idea of shliach and how it works was, you probably were here for this, but is that when you have a ma'isa, you could have a ma'isa, which is like an ends in its own right. The Torah wants you to be involved in this physical action. Or you can have a ma'isa as a means for something other. And when it's a ma'isa as a means of something other, of just bringing about a certain effect, so then the role of the ma'isa is just to relate the effect to you. In which case, the Torah posits that you could do that through yourself or through your shliach, or your memane, who acts as like as your vehicle. Right? But again, if the action is necessary per se, because the Torah wants you to be involved in the Maisa, so then there's no room for Shliach, because you're not doing it. Okay? Fine. So by the Gerishin, the effect is divorce, sending her away. So the real essence of the Maisa Gerishin is the idea of creating the effect of her being sent away. And the Maisa Gerishin is just relating that effect to you, so you can have it through a Shliach. By Truma, the effect is that your food, which was previously Tavel, your produce, has a portion of it which is Nifrash to the Kohen. And the action of setting aside, of taking Truma, is just realizing that effect. It's not the involvement of doing the action of separating the Truma, it's just the realization of the effect of your produce being separated. In which case, again, you could have that through a Shliach, it doesn't matter if you do it yourself. Okay, by Karban, it's a little harder, but we said by carbon, the essence of the kiyum of a carbon is that you bring a carbon. You're a makriv of a carbon. Makriv of a carbon means you take your stuff and you give it l'Hashem. Now, what does that mean? You can't just bring it to the base of Mikdash and just walk away. So it means you bring it and involve it in the system of karbanos. So the shchita is the realization of your hakrava. If you're a makriv it, and at least in carbon Pesach, that the shchita is the hakrava. And when you're realizing your giving of your object. So it's not the involvement in the action of shchita per se, but it's the ma'isa shchita is the realization of yakrava. And therefore, again, you can do it through a shliach. Because it's not the involvement, but it's the fact that your carbon has been realized through a shchita. Okay? Fine. So now the question is, so why can't you learn from one to the other to the other? Okay? Why do you need all of them? So the Gemara takes up all the permutations. So the one we're doing is, it says, why if you learned from Truma, if you only knew that it worked by Truma, you'd say, yeah, that's by Truma, but not by Gittin and Kedushin. Why? See, because Truma is Yeshnam b'machshava. Okay, which means that Truma, you could take off Truma without actually doing any action. You could just look at the pile and think, I want this side of the pile to be Truma and that side not to be Truma. And that works. So the thing is, since you see that Truma could be done through Machshava, so therefore I'll tell you, perhaps it could also be done through Shlichas. Okay, which doesn't exactly add up, because they're not the same thing. You could say, yeah, I do the machshava. But a shliach is a different question, is whether I could use someone else to do it. But that's one question. What's the step there? Then, the Gemara says, as if I knew that it worked by, so say, Truma and Kachim. It says it works by Truma and by Kachim. Because on the surface, Kachim is not machshava. Kachim is an action of shchita. You can't think shchita. But the Gemara says, no, still I'd say, the reason why it works by Truma and by Kachim is because yes, no machshava. You do it through Machshava. So he says, how do you do it through Machshava? How do you do Kodshim through Machshava? He says, oh, because you could be Makdish an animal as an Ola simply in Machshava. If you think this is an Ola. So therefore, you see, Kodshim works through Machshava. So the problem is, yeah, but that's just in Makdish the animal, but not in the Shchita. But the halacha of shechita, you see that the shlicha is worth even for the ma'aseh shechita, and ma'aseh shechita can't be done with machshava. So who cares that that it says learn out the kol nediv lev olos, that you can be so create an ola through an nedivas alev, but but shechita, the ma'aseh shechita can't be, and therefore we see that shlicha works even by ma'aseh. So I'll tell you it works even by gerushin also. But that's a problem, Right. Okay. Yes, so no, so one thing I point out is I think maybe I'll revise a little bit from yesterday. But one thing I point out is that I think the way to approach this, which is methodologically, is like the idea that it works through machshava, I think, is a very strange halacha. It's not an ordinary kind of halacha. It's a limud, v'nechshav lachem shemaslam, that it works through machshava alone. But it's just not the way halacha normally works. I mean, halacha usually works through some sort of a maisi, doing something. So to say that machshava works here is just strange. So to take that as a given and to try to answer these questions without understanding the nature of that halacha, I think would be a mistake. Because the Gemara is dealing with, trying to answer this question based upon the premise that it works through machshava. But the Gemara knows what that means. But if you don't know what that means, and in your mind that doesn't register as an ordinary halacha, so it means you don't really understand it's true marakajim. If you don't understand them, then it seems hard to start manipulating this fact of Yashar Machshava. Yashar Machshava is a svara, it's not a fact. So it seems even forgetting about this problem, you'd want to have some sort of an idea about how this thing works by Machshava altogether. So yesterday we started saying something, but I think there's a simpler, there's a hint. I mean, I think Rashi tips you off to why it works in Machshava. Because when Rashi explains why Kachim works in Machshava, he says it's learned from the Gemara, actually. It's Motzecha Tishmar. Ainli Elashoti Bisvasav. Don't believe me. How do you know that if you don't say anything, but you just have, Gemiras Belev, how do you know that's enough to create a carbon, and you have to bring the carbon? Talmud Lomar, Kol Nediv Lev Olos. Okay, anyone who is a Nediv Lev of Olos. Okay, so he's saying so you see there's an idea of, it shouldn't say Kol Nediv Lev Olos, it should say Kol Hamakriv Olos, or Kol Hamakdish Olos, or something. It's called Nediv Lev Olos. And you see, it works through the Lev. You know what I mean? It works through the Lev. But I think that points to an idea, which is that the essence, and we said this earlier, is that in Kodshim and in Truma, the essence of the Kiyam is the Nedivas Alev. That you are like Ish Ki Yakriv Mikem. That's why it's called the Karban. You're being Karev, you're an animal. Hashem. Okay, or you're in Shuma, the Rishis. That's what we said, the Shir, is that it's left to your own discretion. The idea is that the person is expressing his Nedivas Halev. That's the reality, that's the essence of the thing. The person recognizes, like, La Hashem HaRatzim Lava, he recognizes God's in control, and he opens up his lave, and he is generous, and he gives of his stuff, La Hashem. And that's the real Kiyam of a Karban, and and the Truma. It's that you're giving over of your property, or your Nechasim, Lashem. And there's a certain generosity of your heart that you're willing to part with your Nechasim. And you're willing to give over of your Nechasim. And that's the idea of an Adivos. There's an internal parting of the person. An Adivos Halev. It's really, the Nus Halev means it's the giving, your internal giving. Because that's the real kiyam in Kachem, is your internal giving of your stuff and relinquishing of your ownership and recognition of God as the ultimate owner. And I mean, that's the real kiyam in these institutions. So it's not a kiyam of a maisa per se. I mean, it's true that there in general there's a maisa, there is a maisa. But the thing is that since the whole essence of this thing is really like in a truma, the essence of truma is not that you give something to the kohen. It's the idea that you're a no-dev, or you give up of your produce. You relinquish your violence of the thing. But here you have your pile of chuma, and you're a no-dev, and you give up a portion of it. So, and that can be done belev. Well, since that's the ultimate kiyam of kajim, of chuma, let's say, so therefore you could do it machshava. Whereas you have a pile there, and you relinquish your control and your ownership of Hashem, based on your recognition of Hashem, you relinquish your ownership, and that sets up the Truma. The Truma is created through the Nedivas Halev. So since the essence of the thing is the Nedivas Halev, it doesn't need a Maisa per se. It doesn't need a maisa. It could simply be done through the delay, because that is the nature of the institution. That is the nature of the kiyum. It's not like an ordinary institution. An institution is a maisa mitzvah. Here, the essence of the thing is the nidah. And that's what it says, kol nidivlev olos. It's why an ola. The idea is, it could be as good, ola, because ola is Hashem Rotzim Lava. It's like it's totally the kul Hashem. So the idea is that you, the essence of the thing is that you're a makriv l'Hashem, and you're know that you're in divas alev, and if you have gemira belev, that's an expression of your divas alev. Gemira is das, a full conviction and a resolution of giving up of your thing l'Hashem it creates the din of the karban, and creates the din of kachem. It is because of the nature of the institution that it could be through machshava, and the Torah relaxes its ordinary requirements of a technical action, because this is not the area of a technical action. It's a different type of an institution. It would be, for instance, let's say the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. So what's the ma'isa of the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem? Obviously there is none. There's no ma'isa because it's a mitzvah b'leiv. I mean, so this is not exactly that, because this does involve physical stuff. But the idea is, so the nature of this mitzvah is a mitzvah of relinquishing, of being generous, and your recognition of Hashem Ratzon Malowa, and your giving up of your own stuff. And that's an internal reality more than it's not the giving; it's the internal reality of the person's nedivos. And therefore, that's the gzeras hakasev of a nechshav l'chan shumaschem is the machshava bilvad. It's Shuma. As long as you have the machshava, the essence of the thing, of a gift, is the internal resolution of the giving of the gift. Once you do that, the giving it over is not there. It's the relinquishing of your bilus. And that's done belayev. Then the rest is just going through the motions. You know, so they're saying that's halachically sufficient for the maisa of Afrasha. Okay, I'm not talking about Agamara yet. I'm just saying, what's the idea of the being belayev? Because what we said yesterday was like it's omeid to be. That's what we started saying yesterday, is that the chuma is omeid to be, last the coming. But still, it doesn't explain the problem. Because so what realizes it? See, still, it's still an internal process. What realizes it? So what's, if you tell me internal is nothing, then it's very nice. It's omeid lekach. But what makes it a reality? So I think still you're gonna have to come on to the idea that the essence of the thing is the nedivas halev, and that's why the internal process works. So I think it's just simpler, more basic. And Rashi is pointing to it. So it points to that. Yeah, I mean, just the steps. I mean, I was pointing out. Again, it says, Nedivle, Yesh Machshava implies the essence of the thing is an internal, because that's how it could be without an action, implies as an internal. What is the essence? So for Nechshava, you don't know, but then Kolon Divle Volos tells you what it is. So the two psukim work together to teach you to show you the relationship. You know, one's by Chuma and one's by Kodshim, but it's, okay, so far so good? Oh, so now I think it's no big deal to make the step to us. It's because our whole question is what's our question? Our question is when the Torah formulates the mitzvah of Truma, or the mitzvah of Kachem, or the mitzvah of the Kiddushin, the Gerushin, does the Torah formulate it as like a hisaskos of a maisa mitzvah? Or is it just bringing about a certain effect, and the maisa's role is just parenthetical, it's just to be have the effect related to you? So the thing is that since you see that in Truma and in Kachem, but let's start with Truma, that the Torah relaxes its ordinary requirements of Maisa, doesn't demand a mechanical Maisa HaMitzvah, but it says you can even do it by Machshava, so you could still say, yeah, you must do the Maisa of Truma, but what does it mean the Maisa of Truma? Even Belev, that's the Maisa of Belev. But you see, it's already a relaxed requirement of a maisa. It's not the ordinary requirement of maisa. It's already a seriously precedent for the fact that the din maisa, which is in the demand in Kol Torah Kula, is much less here than ordinarily, because here it could be machshava. So you could argue, there's a good argument to say, is that it doesn't need maisa altogether. It's really just the nedivas halev, and that nedivas halev just has to be realized through maisa, and that maisa could be through you, it could be through a shliach, it doesn't really matter, because you see precedent that there's no, if this were a mitzvah of involvement, of physical involvement, then the machshava wouldn't work. So it's true, you could say, look, it allows for machshava, but you still have to be the one who's doing the machshava. It's possible. But you can't just say, if you said shlichus here, you'd interpret it as the reason why shlichus works is because there's a furtherance of that same idea, that the essence is the nedivas halev, and therefore it doesn't matter what degree of involvement you have. The essence is that you're that the thing is being separated and it's attributable to you. But that doesn't mean when it comes to Gerushin and Kedushin, which has nothing to do with the Nedivas HaLevin, you don't see any precedent that the requirement of Maisa is relaxed. On the contrary, you definitely need a Maisa Kenyan. So now who's to say the Torah is going to set it up? It's just an effect. You don't have any precedent to say that. So Binyan Av, once you have no right to generalize if you see that there is precedent within the institution of Chuma or Kodshim that this is working differently. And that's why I say by Kodshim also. Kodshim, I think the problem is also resolved. Because, see, by Kodshim, what's our kasha? We're talking about, Shlita could be through a Shliach. Right? Shlita could be through a Shliach. But the fact that Machshava works, that's only by the Makdish itself, by being Makdish the thing. But I think the idea is the same, is that the essence of it's one institution of Karban. I mean, it's true there are different stages of Karban. But the fact that you see being Makdish the thing could be through Belev indicates that the essence of the Kiyum in Karban is one of Nedivas HaLev. And there's a process which the being Makdish it sets up. And now the Nedivas and the being Makdish it is the beginning of a process which must be realized through the Kravas of Karban. But the essential Kiyum is the Hakrava. Is the Kiyakrev, and you see within the institution of Karbon the requirement of Maisa is relaxed insofar as the Magdish is concerned. Now it's true, it could be that's vis-a-vis the Magdish, but when it comes to the Shechita, the Torah set up, you need a real source of Maisa of Shechita. It's possible. But if you see a limud that Shlichus works by Shechita, you'll interpret it as saying it's not a universal principle, but it's because you already see that the essence of the Kiyam in Karbanos is one of the Nedivas HaLev, so you'll say, oh, this is the furtherance of that same idea, that the Shechita, it doesn't matter if you do the Shechita per se, because either way, the point is you just have to realize you're Nediva, you're Nedava through the Shechita being attributed to you. And that's why a Shliach could work. But again, when it comes to Kiddushin, which you don't see any precedents from Achshava altogether, so now there's no basis to say that it's going to work. So I think it's the same. It doesn't matter that it's exact that they're not exactly the same thing. The point is that you see a framework in the institution of Karbon, which is opens up a door that this is unique, and that's why Shliach works here. So then you have no right to generalize to a different institution which doesn't have that property. You know, I mean, I think this is what's interesting is you see in this Gemara in all these stages. You may not follow this 100%, but it's like when you're dealing with the Binyan Av, you want to generalize from one case to another, all you have to do is, once you could show a unique halachic feature of an institution which it gives precedent and basis for an approach in that institution which would legitimize Shlichus working, then you have no right to generalize to an institution which you don't have that precedent. Because you could attribute it to the particulars of this institution, which you already see precedent for, so you have no right then to attribute it to a universal. See, as Binyan Av says, if you see a halacha, if you have a class, and you see one halacha applies to one part of the class, so you have a right to extend to the entire class. But that's as long as you don't see precedent, halachically, that this element is singled out from the rest of the class. Once you see precedent that this is already singled out, then you have no right to say that it's result of the class, but you say it's a result of this particular, which is clearly differentiated already. So all you have to do is, in these types of things, is define why this factor, which Sigma is singling out, is in the same framework as Shliach, or whatever we're talking about, and therefore could be, that framework could be the cause of this, or whatever halacha you're dealing with, here, Shlichos. Now, in which case, you have no right to generalize anymore. I mean, it's just a paradigm for the way Binyan Av works in general. What Gemara's try to do when they try to poke holes in that. I mean, I think the premise of Binyan Av, though, is that if you can't find any halachic precedent to differentiate between the two, you don't just say, well, maybe it's only a din by Kachim.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You know, so I'm saying that Binyan Av, the idea is that you have no right in Binyan Av just to say, if you have halacha by Kodshim, you don't say, well, maybe it's only Kodshim. No, that's the idea of Binyan Av, that you have a right to universalize. Unless you could show me a halachic chiluk between Kodshim and everything else, which is conceptually in the same framework and would indicate that this halacha is unique to Kodshim and nowhere else. But if you don't have a halachic precedent, you just want to say, I could come up with a svara that would only be by Kodshim. It's very nice you have to come with a svara like that, but that's the idea of Binyan Av. It's one of the Yomidos that you have a right to just say, if you have a If you have a halacha and you don't know whether it's a result of a particular in this institution or of a general, you have a right to assume that it's a general. Again, unless you could show precedent that there is a difference in the halachic structure here. That's halacha. Davar shehi b'chlal, yatza min al-chal, lamed al-lamed al-atzmo yatza, lamed al-chlal kulo yatza. Right, so as you have a group, and one thing comes out from the cloud, it's not just teaching about that one thing, it teaches about the general. But I'm not sure, actually, because binyanav is one thing, and it's a different midas. Maybe they're really there. I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly the difference between them. But that's the concept behind the thing. But so there's one other step in this trichasas, which is that, again, why you have to teach me all these institutions? So it says, why can't the Torah just write that it works by kadshim? And learn out, let's say, Truma from there. Right? What do you have to write? Because Kachem is a phenomenon of Kodesh, which is Kodesh is more Kodesh than you'd say it wouldn't work. But you see, if you say by Kachem, you should just be able to learn out Truma. And perhaps even, it's a Gerishin. So Gerishin not, it turns out, because it's the idea of Machshava. But I mean, so why can't you just go from Truma to, from Kachem to Truma? So it says no. It says Dikal Mefrach. Mal Kachim Shekin Rov Maseim Ali De Shliach. So it says you can't learn out from there because Rov Maseim of a Kachim are done through a Shliach already. Who's the Shliach? Kohen. Exactly, the Kohen. So since you see that most of the actions, and you bring a carbon, there are lots of stages in a carbon. And who does most of them? The Kohen. Right? Because Yisrael can't do Kachim Avodah. So Yisrael could do Shechita, but all the other stages are possible bizarre. So the Kohen does them. So it's saying, since you already see precedent that the Kohen is who's a Shliach is doing all the other stuff, so I'll say that's why Shlichus works by Shechita, by Kodshim. But now to go to Truma, where you don't see any precedent that Shlichus works, so I'll tell you it doesn't work here. Let me see if there's Rashi. Give me 1 second. Yerashi, Rov Maaseihem, Kol Avodas Hakravasan Al Yidei HaKohanim, Shem Shluchim. See, all the Avodah of the Krava comes through Kohanim, or Shluchim. Okay, any questions?
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, it's true. As Johnny mentions, I guess there's a question. It's like, what's it proving from Shliach or from a Kohen? I mean, if you tell me that's Shliach, so what do you need this whole limud by Karban Pesach? Because it says Shchita, there's a limud by Karban Pesach that the Shlichus works. But why don't you say, no, it's obvious that it works by Kachim, because you see Kohanim. See Kohanim? Right? So that should be, you have a limud, because there's a Shachtu also called Klal Yisrael. So it says, yeah, everyone shafts it. So it says, is it possible that everyone in Klal Yisrael shafts it? It says, no, it must be that there's Shlichim. But what do you need a limud? Some halacha. Everyone knows that a Kohen does Avoda. So why don't you say right from there, he sees a proof that Shlichim works. So what's the answer to that? Into the Mikdash, right? Right. I mean, I think the question, I think, is, tell me what you mean, but is that's not shlichus. Like, shlichus means is you're obligated to do something, and you appoint a shlich to do it for you. But if I have a carbon, am I obligated to do halacha, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika of my carbon? It's not, and I'm appointing a kohen to be my shliach to do it? Is that really, is there like a minor shlichus? Is that shlichus? That's not shlichus. That's the way carbon is set up. Carbon is set up is that I bring my carbon to the mikdash, and it's brought through the kohanim. I don't think there's halacha that you have to appoint the kohen as your shliach to do it. Shliach means where you're supposed to be doing it. It's a mitzvah on you, and you're passing it off to someone else. But this is the system. A zohar is not allowed to do avodah. So he's not a shliach, I mean, at least not in the standard sense. I mean, you could say, yeah, it's your carbon, but I mean, that's not the mechanism of shlichos, and therefore I say you can't prove from there that shlichos works by carbon, by shchita, for instance, because by shchita is not a halacha that a kohen has to do a shchita. So shchita is apparently, it's kasher bazaar. So for instance, let's say by carbon pesach, it's a mitzvah say of shchita. And mitzvah of shchita means you are chayv of shchita. It's not that the carbon of the kohen has to do shchita, you have to do shchita. So now the question is that, could you use a shliach to do that? So you can't say, well, because shliach works by Kabbalah, halacha, zrika, right? But that's a different thing. That's the very nature of those institutions. But shchita is a chiyuv on you to do shchita. So this is a chiyuv on you to do shchita. The question is, how do you know shlichus works? So that you need a limud for. You need a limud for that. That's not, and that's why he says shachtus l'kol yisrael. You have a limud by shchita. But if that's the case, so that's why it's different. So now what's the problem? Right, exactly. So now the problem is, so now what you're saying is, well, so why can't you teach me shliachos by kodshim and I'll know tshuva? So it says because by kodshim rov of the stuff works through shliach. But if you tell me this is not, that's not shlichos. If that was shlichos, then it would just be evidence that shlichos automatically works. But you see, it's clear that's not shlichos. That's kohanim. That's how it's supposed to happen. So you're saying is the reason, I'll tell you the reason why shlichos works by kodshim is because rov masem are through a shliach, through a kohen. That's not true. That's not a Jewish shliach. That's not a shliach. So apparently the Gemara is holding that is a shliach. But if that is, it's like a modern shliach. If that's shliach, then you don't need a limud. Just say shliach. It's obvious that kodshim works with shliach. So my ultimate is not really shliach. That's a calling. That's the way it's supposed to be set up. But then what's the refutation of saying shekin rov masem ayde shliach? So I think Johnny's saying good is that that again, the question is always, is when you have a mitzvah, what type of an institution? Is the Torah setting it up as like a physical involvement in the Maaseh Mitzvah, or is it setting up to bring about an effect? And the thing is that we're claiming by Kodshim, you see by Kodshim, if you say that Shliach works by Kodshim, you'll say that means that by Kodshim it's a Shchita, it's not the Maaseh Shchita per se, but it's just the bringing about the effect of the Hakravas HaKarban. So it's saying, so it's an A1 generalized. But it says, you see that in Kodshim, the whole Seder Avoda is set up that you don't even do it. Right? I mean, that's funny. Right? Here it is, the Karban. And the Karban is, Avoda is a four step, Shrita, Kabbalah, Chazrika. And you see, you don't even do them. The Kohen does them. So what kind of that? Yet it's your Karban. So what is your Karban? It should be the Kohen's Karban. So how's it your Karban? But the answer is because you're Makar of the Karban. And you're makriv it to the mikdash, and the avoda is the realization of your hakrava. The seder avoda is the realization of your hakrava. But it's not, you don't have to do Kabbalah al hazrika. The Kabbalah al hazrika is just that which realizes your hakrava. Your hakrava is, you're not bringing it to be involved in all seder avoda. So since that's the case, you see that the essential Kiyumei HaKarban, or many of the Rov of the Kiyumei HaKarban, take place through, not through your action, but them through them being real, your Karban, your Hakrava is realized through these things. So now, in Shchita, it's true, the Torah set up the Mitzvah Shchita on you. And it could be that Shchita is different. And when it comes to Shchita, the Torah wants you to do a Maisa. It could have been that way. And just the fact that that Shlichus works by all the other ones doesn't mean that by Shchita, it's going to also work that way. It could be by Shchita, the Torah wants you to be involved in it. Maybe you'll say, look, really, in Karban, you should be involved. But by the other things that are Avoda, and a Zohar can't do Avoda, so it has to be through a Kohen. But by Shchita, which could be through a Zohar, then perhaps the Torah really wants you to be involved. It really would have wanted to be by the other ones also, but it can't. So there, it has to work through Kohen. But I'll tell you, by Kohen Shchita, perhaps you could have argued that shlichus doesn't work and it really is an involvement. But now you see a limud that shlichus does work, right? V'shachtos l'kol Yisrael. But now that you have that limud, you don't say it's because there's a universal principle that the Torah is a general idea that the Torah sets up institutions where just there's no idea of the ma'aseh. You can't generalize to truma, because I'll tell you that this is again because of the unique nature of kodshim. Because of the unique nature of the Kiyum of Kodshim, which you already see precedent for, that it's just that your Karban has to be realized through the Hakrava, through the Olav Odos, and therefore I'll say Shchita is also the same thing. And that's why Shliach works by Shchita and by Kodshim. But to say now that it's going to work by as a universal, and it's going to carry over to Kodshim, to Chuma, where you don't see any precedent that the Torah is, you know, allows for an alternate, performer, or for any shliach, but on the surface the Torah just says take off truma. So I'll tell you that you have to actually do a ma'aseh of take off truma. So where's your raya that's not the case? So that's why it says you need a separate lima. Yeah. So it turns out if you only have kodshim, you can't learn from it to anywhere else, because you'd say rov of the ma'aseh is through a shliach. If you only have truma, you wouldn't necessarily know Kodesh, because you'll tell me that Truma is like considered Chol vis-a-vis Kodesh. And more Kodesh, there's more reason to say that Truma Shliach doesn't work. If you only had
Gerushin, then certainly he'll say that only works there because it's Chol. And it's not going to work when it comes to Chuma and Dekadshin, which is Kodesh. So the other Gemara says, so maybe you'll only, fine, so one alone is going to teach you everything. So it says maybe two alone will be enough. So it's as if you only told me the first two, Gerushin and Shuma, I'll say, yeah, because those are Chol, but by Kodeshim it's not going to work, it's Kodesh, that's a Kodesh. If you only told me the second two, namely Kodeshim and Shuma, I'll tell you, yeah, because those, you see, Machshava works by them. So the Gemara then says, yeah, so why not just teach me the first and the third? Teach me it works by Gerushin and it works by Kodeshim. And if you'll tell me that, oh, by Kodeshim, by Gerushin, you'll say the reason it works is because it's Chol, it's not true. Because you see that by even works by Kodeshim. And you tell me the reason why it works by Kodeshim is because it's Machshava, you say it's not true. You see that it works, you see that it even works by Gerushin. So then, I'm sorry, you tell me the reason why it works by Kodeshim is because Rav Masim Adei Shliach, you see it's not true, because it works by Gerushin. So then, the Gemara says, so you would have a right to then learn to, should it really just written by Kodeshim and by Gerushin? And then you'd be able to generalize. That's the Vinyanav Mishnei Ksufim. Means that you teach it by two different places, and the only the common factor between the two is you can't say, in theory you could have argued, the reason why it works by Kodeshim is because Rav Masim Adei Shliach. The reason why it works by Gerushin is because it's Chol. But the Binyam Shnei says, rather than say that, say it's because of a universal, which they're both responsible for, which is because when the Torah is setting up the mitzvahs, which are effects, the Torah is not setting it up, it does not demand the involvement per se. But it just sets it up as an effect, and it lasts for Shliach. So therefore, you'd have a right to learn to Chuma as well. So the Gemara ends up saying, in a Chanami, you really didn't have to write it by Chuma. And that's what we're up to for next time, I guess, is so why does the Gemara write Atem Gam Atem? Because that was the Limud. So the Gemara is going to say it's ready for something else. And that's basic structure, that's where we're headed for next time. And that's teaching you that a Goy can't be a true Shliach. Atem. Take off Chuma. Gam Atem. Only Yisrael can take off Chuma. Could be a Shliach. Not a guy. Okay, so that's what I guess we'll do next time. Rav Yanai. Gam Atem Mnei Bres, Al Shulchan Mnei Bres. Okay, you gotta do all the way till, basically, let's see, till Kamash Malan. Okay, till Kamash Malan. There's Rashi's, you gotta do Rashi's here. There's two stages in the Gemara here, but that should be next time. I guess hopefully tomorrow.